Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The NRL Grand Final is staying put in Sydney, MG. There was some conjecture with the stadium rebuilds and all the rest of it that it might be heading down to Melbourne or maybe up to Suncorp Stadium for a year or two. But the announcement from Todd Greenberg today that it will be played at the SCG in 2020, 2021 and at Allianz Stadium in 2022. Brent Reed is the man who was onto this story a little while ago. Reedy, welcome.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, great, Rudy. Look, I must confess, I wasn't bothered either way. I kind of got the feeling that New South Wales wouldn't lose it after the government poured so much money into the stadium rebuilds. But I wasn't bothered if Queensland got a game either.
Yeah, I reckon the NRL's missed an opportunity here, to be honest with you. Obviously, we're going to be stuck with two grand finals at the SCG. I don't think anyone wants two grand finals played at the SCG. But ultimately, what's happened is money has held sway. The NRL's been paid a hell of a lot of money to keep two grand finals here and have them kept away from Queensland. And that's been the deciding factor. They were asking for 20 million. They've gone pretty close to that. So it's a big financial win for the NRL. But I reckon it's a loss for the fans, to be honest, because I don't think anyone likes going to the SCG to watch rugby league games. And I think it would have been massive at Suncorp Stadium.
Reedy, there is some other news getting around in rugby league circles. So let's do this. Now, Reedy, the Nines media session was on today and a few little nuggets coming out left, right and centre. First thing I wanted to ask you is Nelson Asofa-Solomona is at the centre of the Integrity Unit's investigation for the punch on Imbali. What's your read of that situation?
Yeah, look, there was some talk. We might get a decision on that this Arvo. I reckon that the grand final stuff's probably hijacked that a bit. I think we're at a decision tomorrow on Nelson Asofa-Solomona. My sense is still that he will cop a fine of some description, but the sense I get is that, you know, what's already been put out there, he'll miss some games for the Kiwis. He may miss the entire test series for the Kiwis. I reckon that might be a bit harsh if that's the case. But he'll definitely miss a test match or two or maybe three. You know, obviously there's a sense that Nelson was looking after a teammate. But I think the video and the fact it was so, I guess, confronting, that's probably going to hurt him.
At the end of the day, I don't think three test matches and $50,000 is anywhere near what he should have been copying. Maybe maybe one match and a suspended sentence to help each way. Like, I just don't. That's way, way over the top.
You wonder whether the Melbourne Storm might come to his assistance if a heavy fine is handed down, because they obviously want to back their player in, given that he was protecting one of their other players from all reports. Ryan Madison, we spoke on our show yesterday that Danny Widler reported he'd had a meeting with the Parramatta Eels. MG didn't like the way he's going about it. He and his manager are going about the shopping around when he's still contracted to the West Tigers. What are his movements?
The West Tigers have got the whip hand here. Ryan Madison won't be going anywhere unless they get something in return. Now, Parramatta don't need to give him a player or need to pay them a transfer fee, because, you know, they'll just move on to someone else. They've got plenty of money spare in the salary cap. So I think they're the favourites, but I don't think it's a fait accompli or go to Parramatta. You know, there's talk about the Gold Coast. I spoke to the Gold Coast about this yesterday. I don't know that they've got a lot of salary cap around the Gold Coast. They're going to have to move some guys if that's the case. You know, St George have been spoken to about Ryan Madison, but again, they're very tight in the salary cap, St George Illawarra. So it's a really interesting one. It's hard to know where he'll go right now, Ryan Madison, and he hasn't helped himself.
No.
MG's right. I don't think he's helped himself at all with the way this has gone on. I think it's actually damaged his ability to find a club, to be honest.
And I think the way Ryan Madison's gone about it is definitely the wrong way.
Before we let you go, Reedy, now the media session was on today and you were a noticeable absentee.
What's going on?
Look, my wife's overseas. She's on a beer and sporting junket.
Mate.
She's been to the LA Rams. She's going to the New York Knicks. She's going to Madison Square Garden.
Mate,
works for Four Points, the beer company.
Oh, good beer.
If you're there 5 years, they just send you on a junket somewhere.
What will you do when she comes back with a Mike Tyson tattoo?
imagine that. How good would that be?
Oh,
a new pet tiger.
Haven't I got some credit in the bank, though?
Oh.
I'm going to use it too.
Oh, I bet you are.
Come on.
Wait, see you for a month?
Come on, Reedy. We all know you're in brownie point deficit. You've got a long way. You've got a lot of ground to make up there. Brent Reed from The Australian, part of the Triple M NRL family. Thank you as always. We'll speak to you soon.
Good on you, mate.